Obviously, I'm delighted. If you'd have given me an option of having a one-goal lead going into the second leg, I'd have taken it, because Accrington are a really good side. And, you know, we've seen with a couple of the playoff ties that 3-0s have gone on and teams have sort of made things very, very difficult for ourselves. And I think they settled into the game better than us in the first half. I thought things we'd worked on during the week, we didn't do very well. Maybe that's a little bit of nerves, but second half, we just tweaked a couple of little things and the boys did it much better. And then it became about, you know, can we get them half chances? It was always going to be tight to get a goal. And we've had a few, a penalty shout, which I've seen again, and a few bits and bobs. And, you know, we've nicked one late on.
What did you make of the penalty shout?
At the time, obviously, I couldn't see it from as far as I was, but the reaction of my players told me that, you know, they don't... I normally have a go at my players for not reacting and not appealing for things, and they were going mad. And I thought, well, they're going mad. Something's got to have happened here. And then when I saw it again, it was blatant. But obviously, if the ref hasn't got a good view, he needs to be helped out by his assistants, and if they haven't seen it, they can't give it.
Big player for the big occasion. Akinfenwa came on probably a little earlier than he would ordinarily, but he had a big influence again this evening.
Yeah, he did. You know, you look at different things as a manager, you know, where you're getting joy, where you're not, what players are struggling to influence the game from the shape, from the positions, and you make your changes accordingly. And I thought it would be a game where he'd cause, you know, he's different to Tom, he might cause a different problem to Tom, and it stuck a little bit better with him. And and we got a little bit of momentum from it. But the boys are putting a shift. They had to see their jobs through. You know, we've done that today, and Kel's made a wonderful save, and that could be a key factor. But it's half-time. We know that. It's the old cliche, and we've got a lot of work to do because they're a very good team and they're very good at home.
Tactical bit of genius from the manager with Tom Beer coming on. You seemed to change shape at that point. Was that an attempt to get more support from midfield to the front too?
No, the shape stayed the same. We'd changed shape at half-time slightly, so the shape stayed the same. And I just had a feeling, we looked at Fitz and Tom, and I just had a feeling Tom's good at striking balls, and I thought if anything drops to him around the edge of the area, he might take a chance. And it's worked out great. And listen, we're delighted, but we're not overconfident or anything. We're just there saying, right, we've done the first part, and now we've got to go and try and do the second part.
1-0 doesn't seem like a huge lead. You might have wanted more. I'm sure you would have wanted more. But it's changed the game. It's changed the second leg, hasn't it? They've got to come out now.
Yeah, and they're good at it. They're good at passing the ball. They're good at causing teams problems, and they're going to get chances in the second half. You know, you can't keep a home team totally from not having a shot on goal. So we've got to stay resilient as a team. And we've you know, if we do go behind, we know that that's level. But we know we've got threats as well, and we know we can score. So we just got to prepare right now, get the mindset right, and do our very best. But we'll pay Accrington the respect they deserve, because they are a very, very good team.